שלום, אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור בנושא ייאוש.
Hello, we're on a lesson on the topic of despair with one's own strength. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. Excerpt number 4. What is the meaning of lighting the menorah in the work? A person must not escape the campaign when he sees that he is not making progress. Sometimes he gets thoughts of the spies who said that this work is not for us and requires special people who can walk on the path of overcoming. All this comes to him because he understands that each time he must see how he is making progress. However, it does not occur to him that he must advance in obtaining darkness, that this is the only clue he needs to acquire. A clue is a need for a filling. That is, if he has no filling for the lack, he feels that he is in the dark. For this reason, a person must not say that he is not advancing in the work. Hence, he wants to escape the campaign, for it is not the truth, since he sees each time how far he is from obtaining the light, meaning for the Creator to give him the clue called desire to bestow. He cannot obtain the desire to bestow by himself, and then he comes to feel that the world has grown dark on him. At that time, the light comes, meaning help from above, as it is written, he who comes to purify is aided.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash. Article, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work.
A person needs great mercy in order not to escape the campaign. Although he uses counsels that our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice of he who comes to purify is aided, and it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then a person says, "Where will I turn?" At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet, this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason, meaning although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you, he should believe this too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow. Six.
The same things.
From Meshivat Nefesh, item 40, item excerpt number 6. The war against Amalek, which is the war against the inclination, is a very long war. And submitting it is mainly by strengthening. Through everything that one experiences in one's life, he should be very strong and not let himself fall under any circumstances. For as long as one does not despair oneself and strengthens oneself to somehow start over every time, he is regarded as winning the war. For it is impossible for man to defeat it by himself. It is as our sages said,
Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Rather, one must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew and not retreat from this war or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner. Since the war is still long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding all our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, and this is essentially the victory.
כי זה עיקר הניצחון.
Go to 7.
Excerpt number 7 from Rabash, article, What is if he swallows the bitter herb, he will not come out in the work. When he comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you have already prayed, but you received no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth, and it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities, or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
Later on, we'll go there.
So let's read excerpt number 8 from letter 34, Baal HaSulam. We rush our pleas above, knock by knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and we do not weaken at all when he does not answer us. We believe he hears our prayer, but he is waiting for us, for a time when we have the kelim to receive the faithful bounty. And then we will receive a reply for each and every prayer at once. Since the hand of the Lord will not be short, God forbid. This is the meaning of the words, children in whom there was no blemish and who have the strength to stand in the king's palace. It teaches you that even those who have been rewarded with pardon for iniquities which became as merits, by which the matter appears after the fact, and in whom there is no blemish, still need more strength to stand in the king's palace, meaning to stand and pray and wait tirelessly with knock by knock until they elicit the complete desire from the Creator. This is why we should learn this trade before we enter the king's palace, meaning master power and might to stand as a pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator. As it is written, take no rest. Although the Creator seems silent and unresponsive, let it not cross your mind to be silent too. Take no rest. This is not what the Creator aimed for with His silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the King's palace, when you have no blemish. This is why, and give Him no rest.
Eight. So,
Exit Mount 9, Baal HaSulam, letter 57. Do not weaken or give up on mercy. Although you do not see anything, for even when the measure of labor is complete, it is the time of prayer. But until then, believe in our sages. I did not labor and found, do not believe. When the measure is full, your prayer will be complete, and the Creator will grant generously. As our sages instructed us, I labored and found, believe. For one is unfit for a prayer prior to this, and the Creator hears a prayer.